Video, What is Enough? Woman Punched by Career Criminal in Chicago Speaks Out. By Amy Furr on September 4, 2025. A man with a lengthy criminal history is accused of punching a woman in downtown Chicago on August 19. The news coming as President Donald Trump plans to crack down on the Democrat-run city's ongoing crime problem. The victim, Kathleen Miles, was walking to Union Station with a colleague when the suspect allegedly stepped between them, shoved them apart, and punched Miles in the face, ABC 7 reported Wednesday. Miles suffered several broken facial bones and a concussion but does not remember what happened because she blacked out. An image shows her recovering from those injuries. Police have named 32-year-old William Livingston as the suspect, and the ABC report said, a record search produced 13 mugshots of Livingston going back to 2012. A large number of those arrests were for aggravated assault and battery of both women and police officers. Miles, who is a 56-year-old mother of 11 children, is concerned about whether or not leaders will work to stop such violence from happening again. Like, what is enough? You know, what does someone have to do? Where someone, where he's going to be, where they're going to be held accountable, she stated. NBC Chicago reported the suspect was arrested on 3 counts of aggravated battery in 2022. In 2022, NBC Chicago interviewed 2 women who said Livingston attacked them along with 2 others in a time span of 20 minutes. NBC Chicago learned Livingston was sentenced to 5 years in prison, but the Illinois Department of Corrections said he was released the following year for jail and pretrial sentence credit. When Miles was targeted, WGN-TV reported that State Senator Willie Preston, D., witnessed the attack and rushed to aid Miles. In a social media post on Wednesday, Preston recalled the incident, saying he removed his shirt and put it around Miles' head to stop the bleeding. However, Preston did not mention the fact that Trump is planning to take public safety efforts to big cities including Chicago as neighbors suffer under rampant crime. I didn't post about this or alert the press at the time, because I refuse to exploit someone else's tragedy for political gain. No title or campaign will ever make me compromise my personal constitution. I believe in peace, accountability, and protecting women, always. I'm grateful Kathleen and Kim are safe, and that this man is behind bars. My message is simple, let's help each other. Don't just pull out your phones. Step up. Lives depend on it, he wrote. It is important to note that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, D., have fought Trump's plan to deploy federal agents. Even after dozens of people were shot in the city over the Labor Day weekend, Breitbart News reported Tuesday. Pritzker on Tuesday insisted, there's no emergency that warrants deploying troops in Chicago. However, residents shared their thoughts on the issue with Fox News this week. When asked if he thought protecting and making Chicago safe should be a political issue, one man said, I think Chicago can take all the help we need. If it turns into a political issue, then tomato, tomato. If it works to the environment, for the safety of the people, then I am with it. Trump has vowed to solve the crime problem in Chicago after several people died in shootings over the Labor Day weekend, per Breitbart News. Crime in Washington, D.C. dropped after Trump federalized the city's police department, the outlet said on August 22. Click here to read more articles about the crime plaguing Chicago and other issues surrounding the city.